The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 23, Jesus' Ministry Continues. Initially, Jesus ministered in his home province of Galilee, in the north of the Promised Land. In the synagogue in the town of Capernaum, he astonished his fellow worshippers one Sabbath by teaching on his own authority rather than by relying exclusively on the Scriptures, and by healing a man possessed by a demon. That same day he performed other miracles of healing, and in the days which followed, many more. He cured a man of leprosy simply by touching him. He tried to avoid publicity for his miracles, but nonetheless crowds gathered wherever he went. A group carrying a paralyzed man went so far as to break open a roof in order to lower him to Jesus' feet for healing. On another occasion, to escape the crush, he taught from a boat while the people stood on the shore. Jesus soon became involved in controversy. He gave offence by forgiving sins, a power which most Jews thought was reserved to God alone. He also mixed freely with social outcasts, such as the men who collected taxes on behalf of the Romans, saying that he came to call sinners, not the righteous. On occasions when others fasted, he and his disciples did not do so. He said, "A bridegroom's friends do not fast while the bridegroom is with them. While the bridegroom is present, it is right to feast. The time for fasting will come when the bridegroom has been taken away." Jesus gave priority to human need over detailed demands of the Jewish law. He said, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. The Son of Man," by whom he meant himself, "is Lord even of the Sabbath." Accepting a direct challenge from his critics, he healed a man with a withered arm in a synagogue on the Sabbath day. His opponents accused him of being possessed by an evil spirit, to which he retorted, "If I am driving evil spirits out of people by means of an evil spirit, then the reign of evil is about to collapse." This is taken from the Gospel of Mark.